Ashley Barnes, 2 goals today. You must be absolutely delighted.
Yeah, absolutely thrilled. It was good to get back on the score streak after a while of not scoring. But it was good to get the two.
A little while not scoring maybe here at the Amex. You've been scoring away from home, but I think it's September since you hit the back of the net here.
Yeah, it's been a long time. And obviously to get two, like I said, it's good to obviously score. And when the ball hits back in the net, it's a great feeling.
In the first half, you had a couple of opportunities when you looked like you were going to hit it and you didn't. Is that perhaps a little bit of a lack of confidence here at the Amex, actually?
Not really, no. I just tried to set people up around me. And it's a team game. It's not always me scoring and Maka scoring. It's obviously everyone else's team. And we've played well today and we've got the 3 points, and that's the main thing.
Gus Poyet called you over to the touchline just before you scored that first goal, and he sort of whispered something in your ear. What was he saying?
I'm not going to repeat it, but it wasn't nothing to do with the go and score or nothing like that, so that was all right.
But perhaps a bit of encouragement, because immediately you scored a cracking goal.
Yeah, so straight after, like, you could all look at it like that. If it was that, then there'd be. Obviously, I scored a good goal, and second goal was good team build-up, so it was really well.
Let's talk about that second goal, because that was very much Brighton, wasn't it? The way Brighton played, passing the ball, it was just terrific stuff.
Yeah, of course. The team done so well today, and it was good to just get the 3 points.
Of course, you've scored 2 goals. I want to talk about the defensive part of your game as well, because you track back an awful lot down that left-hand side as well. Is that very much sort of part of the game plan?
Yeah, of course. Obviously, when we don't have the ball, I'm a slash left winger, really, and helping out Joe as much as possible or Gonzo. And I just like to do my shift as much as possible.
It's this fantastic run. I mean, unbeaten now in 9 games, unbeaten in 2012. Confidence must be sky high in that dressing room.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Like, we're unbeaten, like you say, in this year so far, and we just want to keep going and maybe end off in the playoffs.
The boss changes things around quite a lot, though. You're never quite sure who's going to play, but you seem to be a regular on that team sheet.
I'd like to think so, but that's for me to make sure I'm the first one on this team sheet every week with performances that are up to standard for him. And lucky enough, I'm doing that at the moment.
The fans are just starting to talk about the playoffs now. I mean, it's another win up to 7th this evening. You know, is the feeling that, you know, there's no one in this league that you can't beat?
Yeah, no, anyone can beat anyone, as you probably see from the rest of the results. But we don't want to get ahead of ourselves. But realistically, we are thinking playoffs is a massive aim for is where we want to be.
Terrific to see new players coming to the side as well and doing as well. What was your impression of Abdul Razak?
Yeah, he's a great player. He shows it in training, and we've seen that for the last week. And he's good to have on board, along with Gay as well.
And the final word about